This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load, and we're gonna open this up. We're gonna speak to a young man. His name is Nick Goh. He works at Spikes Tactical. What is it that you do there, Nick?
Mostly product development and a little bit of the marketing side of things. But we're all kind of jack of all trades, if you will, around there.
I understand. Plus, when it comes time for me to pick a rifle, I'll be calling Nick because Nick actually gets stuff done because everybody else is too busy. Hey. How are things at Spikes?
Busy, as you can imagine, industry-wide. Nothing much different there. Everyone's just pushing out product as fast as they can and just trying to keep their head above water.
Now, if you had to make a guess, how far in advance right now have you got orders for rifles to cover what's coming up in 2021?
It definitely varies on model for sure, but you know, we're looking in that 12 to 18 month time frame is about what we're telling people, and that's just based on availability from, you know, stuff that we manufacture directly to, you know, things that we're relying on vendors for as anodizing and stuff of that nature. But,
right.
We tend to tell people that we have on average been delivering well in advance of that. But, you know, we do that because we'd rather under promise and over deliver.
Well, that's always good. That's always a smart thing. Now, I've heard from various people, and depending on who it is, I've heard that there are some people that are having trouble getting parts. I've heard some people got plenty of parts, and they just don't have the capacity to churn this out. Are you guys running multiple shifts just trying to catch up, or what's going on there with that? Because it seems like the gun part of it is coming back slowly, but it's coming back faster than the ammo part of it.
You're 100% correct in that portion for sure. As far as us specifically, we've added more machines and added more employees and, you know, done all that we can to make sure that we're getting all the parts required, you know, manufactured around the same time. It's just unfortunate that sometimes when you have uppers, you're missing some kind of pin or, you know, it's just a tough kind of crapshoot right now to make sure that timing is of the essence with everything. You know, get some things in and you're waiting on others and then vice versa. So, but yeah, we've definitely made steps and arrangements to try and exponentially increase our productivity around there. And I'd say we're doing pretty well considering.
Can we talk about the new trigger?
we can talk about it.
So you guys have come out with something called the FRT, the Forced Reset Trigger, which, We saw our buddy Lincoln Osiris. I saw a video of him running it with his shaved head. I think he's copying me. Now. Either that or he's lost so much hair. That's his option, too. That's why I shaved my head. But tell me about the Force Reset Trigger, the FRT.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, as you know, with our relationship with both Rare Breed Firearms and Pipe Hitters Union, it's not exactly a spike tactical product per se, but our friends at Rare Breed Firearms did kind of go off and do their own thing and create a pretty remarkable product. And the Rare Breed Triggers FRT, as you mentioned, it's definitely revolutionary. It's definitely something that no one has maybe done to this degree of efficiency. You know, a lot of people have done what they can to increase the rate of fire and whatnot, but this is the first time that I've been able to get my hands on and see something that not only achieved that, but achieved it in such an efficient manner without really requiring any kind of other modifications. You know, the biggest thing is it doesn't require you to change the way that you shoot.
Right.
It doesn't require a specific trigger pull. It doesn't require you to, you know, do the funky chicken with your elbow or anything of that nature. you know, and it's super controllable. You know, when you pull the trigger, you have the ability to get off of it and stop firing versus I pulled it and one more is going to go off when I release it. So in that manner, it's significantly safer than a lot of the other variants that have been out there in the past.
Well, I mean, when we say force reset now, with a semi-automatic trigger, typical trigger, when you release a trigger and you're going to do the reset, it's like the trigger is chasing your finger as you let it go out there, right? I'm going to presume that...
I would actually fight you on that one. It doesn't chase your finger as much as to actually move your finger.
Well, that's the reset trigger, right?
Correct, yes.
See, I'm saying a regular semi-automatic, chasing your finger. It seems like this one, is it pushing your finger away to where, you know, it's more proactive to get you in that reset position?
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely a mechanical action. It pushes your finger and it fully ensures that there is a full reset in between the cycle of operations. You know, so there's no skipping steps. The firearm does exactly what it's supposed to do as far as from a safety perspective in resetting itself before another trigger pull occurs.
Yeah, I watched that video of Lincoln and whoever it was. Now, who's the other guy running that with Lincoln? Was that you?
Yeah, it was me, yeah.
Okay, so you guys were having fun that day.
Yeah, I had a straight semi-auto. I was running one of the spiked compressors, and we were kind of trying to show the difference between what that's capable of and what a true semi-automatic, fire rate looks like. So, although they're both semi-automatic, one is definitely capable of increasing that.
I don't know now, Nick. The spikes semi-automatic trigger is pretty impressive, just standing alone by itself. I mean,
I would agree with that.
I love them, but in any event, that's an exciting new product. Now, I'm curious. When this was being developed, I'm always curious about the people that successfully develop a product like this. They go out there and actually dot the I's and cross the T's with the ATF in order to get their approval to where they don't come back at you after you've done it and sold 6 million of these things. And then they're coming back and like, we need your customer list. We need this. We need that. How long do you have any idea how long of a process that was to get that okayed?
So, like I said, to be completely frank, it's having not been a Spikes tactical product, I wasn't truly involved as far as that the depth of that
right.
goes. But I do know that they took the steps because, of course, we're careful about who we associate with too, because brand recognition is sometimes a victim to who they're in partners with, and if they do something wrong, then you're going to get the backlash of it as well. So. We try to be very careful in that regard. I know that they went out and they definitely met with some third-party people who used to work with the ATF to ensure that it truly was a product that they thought checked all the boxes that it does. And it was a lengthy process. You know, a lot of the forums and a lot of everything you're reading out there seems to make it sound like, oh, this was a flash-in-the-pan idea. They put it together last night and it's available and it'll be gone tomorrow. And it's not quite that way. It's a lengthy process to develop not only something that functions the way that this does, but to ensure that you're not functioning it or, manufacturing it for no reason.
Right.
It would be kind of silly to dump all that time, energy, and money into developing something and then be told, well, you can't sell it. So,
well, I mean, the thing with that trigger is, we'll put this up on the other side. We're coming up on the first break. SpikesTactical.com, this is where you can find a range of AR-15 rifles that are just stupendous in their execution. The triggers, the shooting, the way it handles the recoil, I mean, the balance, it's impossible for me to sit here and list everything and give you everything that you get out of one of those things. The only thing I can say bad about them is with some of those muzzle devices, you do not want to be standing beside it. Because it's doing a very good job of taking that recoil and dissipating it. But if you're standing beside it, well, you'll be catching it. That's the only bad thing I can say about him. Other than that, you are shooting poetry. SpikesTactical.com. My guest is Nick Go. He is in product development there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Nick Go from, it's golf, isn't it? It's not Go, it's golf.
Yeah, I've heard it all there, Bill. Heard people add letters, so
you know,
it's a lot more than that.
I apologize for that. My name gets mispronounced all the time, too, and I can't stand that when that happens. And I just realized when I was talking to Cole the last time, and I said, what's Nick's last name again? He said, Goff. And I was, G-O-F-F, and he's like, no, G-O-U-G-H.
I'll be honest with you, though, Bill. I'm pretty sure it took him a while to learn that, too, so don't let him give you too much crap.
Okay. Well, anyway, his name is Nick Goff. When you look at the, for those of you that might be listening on the podcast, you'll look at the thumbnail, and he's got, the only picture he has of him on his Facebook is him holding two long-range ARs with nice big scopes with nice camouflage Cerakotes. He's got him outstretched like he's in a variety show or something. And that's the life of a product developer, huh?
Yeah, there's definitely pros and cons to it. Mostly pros, if I had to, I had to say so.
Now, the reason I was asking about the FRT and the I's dotted and the T's crossed is because something like that, a major mechanical, let's say a major mechanical custom touch like that that's added to a weapon, especially post Las Vegas, post Mandalay Bay, something like that is, this is, you know, real deal. This is not some rubber band thing or something. This is a mechanical piece, a part and everything. And somehow, and I'm going to presume this got okay prior to all the stuff that started happening with Poly 80 and SB Tactical. Because with SB Tactical, the thing that I noticed with SB Tactical, and I know you guys use SB Tactical braces. I've got one on the Banshee or whatever, whichever rifle I've got of yours. I can't remember the one with the nice, you know, Spartan helmet on it. I've heard varying things, but it basically boils down to, it seems like with them, for example, they started making others, and even though they submitted stuff to the ATF, never got back to them or something, or maybe they were trying to entrap them, I don't know. But it seems like whenever somebody actually puts something out there and actually makes a mechanical reimagination of something and they actually work with the ATF, it gets approved fairly routinely, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the ATF's primary focus is firearms. They don't necessarily regulate the triggers or the braces or stuff of that nature. They regulate what they go on. So that's kind of where, you know, they kind of step out of line in certain ways, is by thinking that they can dabble into the parts and accessories as well, when really the reach goes to what those are installed into. So, you know, and like you had mentioned, you know, this isn't held together with rubber bands. And the biggest thing for us is to actually create something that's robust enough that it is safe in the regards that it's not going to misfire, or it's not going to have some kind of mechanical malfunction that causes it to do something other than intended. So when you're creating a product like that, it does make it a little bit, I don't want to say easier, but it's more reassuring when you're presenting that type of stuff. Not only to the powers that be, but also to the public. When they get their hands on it, they can feel safe that, oh, wow, this wasn't just put together with epoxy, you know?
Yeah, I get that. But, I mean, something like that coming out of a company like yours, or Rare Breed, which is a collaboration between you guys and Pipe Hitters, doesn't surprise me. And it doesn't surprise me that it got approved, and it doesn't. I'm sure that that's going to run and run well. On what will that be offered on?
So currently, it's just for a straight up AR-15 platform. So we designed and tuned that specifically for the operating system of an AR-15. The common misconception is like, oh well, I can drop an AR-15 drop in trigger assembly into my AR-10 or my AR-9 or my this, that, or the other variant. This was designed for a AR-15 operating system. As you know, the gassing and tuning of those systems is significantly different than that of an AR-10 or an AR-9. So, yes, it may fit, it may actually be installed, but it's not going to work as intended.
One thing that I've noticed, and I see some people talking about, when you're talking about the gassing of one of these, and I've never had this problem with it with yours or a couple of others. And I can always tell this about these, but there's some ARs that actually run faster if they're suppressed, aren't they? Because they're overgassed when they're suppressed.
Correct. Yep. So we try to, you know, before we put out a barrel or a configuration of some nature, we try to run not only different barrel lengths, different suppressors, different ammo types, but we try to really run the gamut through it and find that nice compromise of a port size. In some cases, we have barrels where we'll actually ask the customer, hey, do you plan on running this mostly suppressed? If they don't want to go with an adjustable gas block type system, and then we have a different port size for those types of setups.
Now, I'm going to try to explain this, or you can. When we're talking over gas, explain to people what that means as far as and why that makes a gun run faster.
It's the amount of gas that's returning through the operating system. And as we know, the semi-automatic, that's what causes the bolt carrier group to cycle and chamber another round, thus allowing you to fire another round. So the more gas is coming back, the faster that cycles, and so on and so forth.
That's why when you fire a suppressed AR, that's why if you're pretty close to the bolt carrier group, if you're real close on it and laying over it and everything else, that's why you get a nice blast of hot gas in your face. Right?
Yes, sir. We've actually, with our compressor builds, we have actually little gas ports, like little bleed-off type systems in place to kind of mitigate that a little bit. Since that is a dedicated suppressed configuration.
Is a compressor a NFA item?
So it's considered a SBR. We can build it on a pistol brace, but the way we have it configured for on the website and whatnot is an SBR, and it's always suppressed. So it's a two-stamp.
Yeah. Yeah. The only reason I was asking is I would love to shoot one of those and at least just evaluate it and... I guess that's going to happen unless I go through all the stuff. And you can't do it temporarily, can you? You can't get the NFA approval temporarily, can you?
No, sir. No.
Okay. All right.
That's my go-to everyday all-around gun. So it's definitely something to get your hands on and take for a spin.
I'll be looking at that in just a minute. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. You can check out this gun and the gun and the, Rare Breed. We'll give out the Rare Breed website in the next go-round. But SpikesTactical.com, go check out the various models and everything. They have everything from a patrol-type rifle that you might see in a patrol car to some of the finest customs you've seen in your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting his administration's efforts to curb the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Biden speaking at the White House saying things will get worse before they get better.
We didn't get into this mess overnight. It's going to take months for us to turn things around. But let me be equally clear. We will get through this.
President Biden also signing executive orders related to COVID-19, regarding all the executive orders we're seeing from the Biden administration. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox News.
He knows the agenda and those executive orders he is signing are partisan. That's dividing. And I'm afraid that looking at this administration, if this is the start, what more is there to come?
McCarthy saying he also believes former President Trump will play an important role in the GOP. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is congratulating Chuck Schumer for becoming the first Jewish minority leader.
As this self-described kid from Brooklyn and son of an exterminator and a housewife became the first Jewish member of Congress to lead either chamber, an historic milestone.
The Kentucky Republican warning Schumer not to get rid of the legislative filibuster. And the new Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on his Republican colleagues to cooperate and help confirm key Biden cabinet officials as soon as possible.
Even as power changes hands from one administration to the other, the work of keeping our nation safe must not be paused or be disrupted.
Facebook is handing its indefinite suspension of former President Trump's account over to an independent oversight board. Facebook saying the board has final say on the most difficult content decisions Facebook makes. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Nick Goff from Spike's Tactical. Now, you guys have never shied away from politics. One of the things that attracted me to you is while Antifa was the darlings of everybody else, you guys and Pipe Hitters got together and did a little counter. A little counter Antifa thing. Yeah, just a little one. And it went sort of viral, and everybody was pointing things out and looking at you guys. And I like that simply because you guys were simply stating facts. I mean, nobody understands this when I explain this, but if you had six people that knew what they were doing, completely set up, they could face 200 Antifa and win that, which is basically what you guys were saying. Right. If it came down to it and we really wanted to do something about this, we could, so not today, Antifa. Now, one of the things they want to do, and I don't know how far in advance you guys have looked into this and if you've looked into it at all. With this president wants to go back to the 90s. He wants to go back to the 90s and do some things. And are you guys looking at that? Are you already getting allied up with some other people, or what are you guys doing with that?
Yeah, I mean, you have to in this industry. You definitely have to keep your ear to the ground and be kind of what the forecast looks like going forward. You know, for us, there's always a state of volatility with firearms. You know, you mentioned going back to the 90s, and there's been some kind of pushback every single year you can identify going back to then and even further probably. So, you know, you can't get complacent, and whether that's a new product design that may be satisfies what they deem as, you know, Second Amendment friendly.
Right.
We always are trying to diversify with products and keeping ourselves more stable through that. But, yeah, of course, we have allies both in the industry and, you know, you guys, for example, in the media side of the things. We're all
right.
Looking to align with like-minded people that we can have a good force going forward to get our message across. And like you said, we're not afraid to shy away from it. We're not going to sit here and be like, okay, well, we'll roll over and do what you want just because we think that'll make you like us and keep us in business. Because we know that that's not the case. Even if you do play fair and play on their terms, it doesn't necessarily bode an outcome that you think is fair. It's going to be whatever they want it to be. So you might as well stick to your laurels and put the message forward that you truly believe in.
Yeah. Well, I look at that, and you. And for those that are wondering about the poster, you can go to spikestactical.com and go to apparel/swag, and they still have it today, the Not Today Antifa poster, which is especially pertinent still if you're in Portland or Seattle, which will be listening. Seattle and Portland both will be listening to this later, Nick.
Yeah.
Later tonight, it gets time shifted on the Pacific Northwest.
They can listen to it later, but they live it daily.
They do. They do, in fact, live it daily. So, you know, with this going forward and everything, like typically when we have SHOT Show, for example, right? You know, last year Cole came and sat down and did an interview with me and everything else. But this is where the industry gets together, and this is where the industry sits down and compares notes. And I would imagine if we had SHOT Show going on right now, we'd also be looking at what's going on politically. Do you think that this lack of having SHOT Show hurts it, or does it make it, does it provide more of a sense of urgency to start looking at these things?
I mean, I think you know as well as we do that SHOT Show is great and it gets everyone in one location. And in some cases, it allows you to put faces to names that you've spoken to for the year leading up to it. And other cases, it's just good to see friends again. But, you know, those relationships are pretty strong. And, you know, if it's someone that you talk to at SHOT Show, you probably talk to them throughout the year as well. So I think more so now, we've had deeper conversations and longer conversations via the phone or Zoom meetings, team meetings, however kind of socializing we're allowed to do these days.
Right.
With those same people, versus just a quick high five and email you on Monday kind of encounter on the floor at SHOT Show. So, I can speak for our end. I feel like we've kept and even established new relationships, probably even deeper, than SHOT Show would have brought. I know certain organizations out there are doing their own little, SHOT Show type events in their area. We have one down here in Florida this coming weekend. And the Gundies are currently going on in Texas. So, there's still some stuff happening, but, I feel the industry is still strong in relationships and, you know, alliances, if you will, for the greater good are in good standing and all on the same page still.
Well, that, you know, I look at that stuff and what's happened since this election, like with me, and I mean, you guys should get in on this with me, as a matter of fact, because you can come in and do it with me. Now, all of a sudden, I've got like something called Cool TV that wants me to start doing a video presentation and, you know, doing video interviews and showing guns and everything else. And the content now, which I always find interesting whenever this happens, it's never interesting when you got the right guy in, but when the wrong guy gets in, then everybody gets very interested in what you got to say.
Right.
It's peaking now, boy, it's peaking. So, you know, it's definitely an interesting time, but I just wonder, like with, for example, if the NRA show comes off, are you guys going to go?
Oh yeah, I would definitely assume we would be there. We usually are. I greatly enjoy that show because it's more open to the public and you get to kind of relate with the customer base too. So that's kind of a neat aspect to NRA.
Well, plus you don't get in trouble at the NRA show. You can about do anything you want to at the NRA show and not get in trouble. Where SHOT Show, where you can just say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you know, let's talk later. Here's my card. Hey, are you briefcasing?
Yeah, they're always real interested in that stuff.
Yeah, so.
I think the one thing, too, though, is I think our industry and, you know, our people, if you will, in the industry, we're real adaptive and, you know, we actually have a true belief in our stance with the Constitution and the Second Amendment, right? It's not just the flavor of the week and something that, you know, we're just doing because we're following the leader on. The support of the Second Amendment and the gun industry goes back to the dawn of our country. So it's not really an easy demographic to get to push over. And if there's one thing we do, it's definitely stand up for it and adapt however needed to make sure that we don't lose those rights. So I don't foresee that going down the tubes just because we missed shot a show for a year.
Yeah, me too. But I mean, I'm just they look at every little thing that comes up. They look at that as a sign of weakness, and every little thing that we do, they look at that as a sign of aggressiveness. And I don't mind the aggressive part
before it happens.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mind the aggressive part though. Not at all. Not at all. So we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk to you about the gun that I want to build.
Okay.
I want to see if we can do that. I was going to say, hey, let me call you after the show and ask you about that, but let's talk about whether this is actually doable or not, simply because you've got this one configuration I find particularly intriguing, purely from the aesthetic.
Okay.
You know? And at the same time, there's a couple things I might not want to wait on in terms of what I have to go through, so I want to see what your thoughts are on this.
Well, we'll shoot you straight, that's for sure.
There you go. Nick Goff, he is a product developer and PR guy and marketing guy at Spikes Tactical. He does get to shoot all of the new stuff, all of the old stuff. He takes it out, he makes sure it's working. And these are truly over-engineered AR-15s. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Nick Goff from Spikes Tactical. And I normally get a gun from them once a year. And normally what happens is I'll talk to Cole Lou and he'll be like, well, tell me what you want. And normally I will tell him what I want and I will be picking from something. But like with Nick, when I talk with Nick, Nick will be like, well, tell me what you want and tell me how you want it. So, Nick.
Yes, sir.
I'm anxiously waiting. Yeah, I think one of the best looking guns you have, just purely from the aesthetic, just from the, for me, the part where it looks just, I mean, AR-15 should look mean, I think, you know? I think the Pipe Hitter's SBR is a very mean looking little rifle. Here's the problem with the Pipe Hitter's SBR. I'm almost certain you guys could build one pretty quick, but then I have to wait on the ATF.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my question to you. Can you build a gun configured that way with a 14.5-inch barrel, and is that muzzle device on it, which really sort of sets it off, is that long enough with a 14.5-inch barrel to be pinned to it and, you know, still make it a legal length without any NFA make-work wait period involved?
I think that the configuration you just described is a very popular modification that we hear regarding that specific build for the reasons that you obviously stated. So absolutely no problem. At all, to be honest.
Can you run the rail? Do you have rails that are long enough to get out there and get around that muzzle device? Because that really sets it off.
We do. So we obviously have the full lineup of rails that you see available on the website, which obviously right now is limited to availability, but we are getting ready to set a couple of new rail designs out into wild as well.
That's right.
So rails will not be the hang-up, if anything, as far as inventory goes. You know, the new rails, I'm not sure if you talked to Cole too much about them, but, we decided to go with a steel insert in the QD pocket. So that way when your steel QD, sling loop is constantly coming in and out and rubbing and rotating, it doesn't wear out the aluminum.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
The QD pocket typically is. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Tell me about the Pipe Hitter SBR. Wait a minute, I guess it is the Pipe Hitter one. Okay, it is the Pipe Hitter one.
Yeah, I believe that was the one that you and Cole, I caught the tail end of your conversation the other day, and I think that was the one that you were discussing.
Well, in the beginning, I was discussing two of your regular patrol rifles, but just, you know. But then I started looking around at some of the stuff, and, I mean, your regular patrol rifles, as good as they are, I'm sure they are a cut above a regular standard entry-level AR-15, without a doubt. It doesn't, I mean, that looks like a Spikes gun, the Pipeater's SBR.
Mm-hmm.
That has the hallmark of the Spikes gun to me.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing with that, of course, is the Barking Spider muzzle brake. That's the one you were talking about that gives it that little bit of attitude, if you will.
Right.
And that's definitely, I mean, I'd say probably our second most popular muzzle brake. We get a lot of people who simply like it because it kind of passes like the aesthetics of a suppressor without having to actually be a suppressor. So that's an extremely popular muzzle brake that people add even to other configurations that don't feature it.
I don't know what you call the one that's on the Joker rifle, but that muzzle device on that one. Now, that is definitely one of the most efficient muzzle devices I've ever seen at mitigating recoil, which I know the AR-15 doesn't have a lot of recoil to begin with, but when you're talking about getting shots on downrange on target, every little edge you can muster out of a rifle, and that's what it really comes down to, right? All the little percentages that you guys do with the muzzle device and the grip and the billet and all, the fit and all that other stuff. You guys are eking out a little bit of percentages here and there to make it what it is, the overall product.
Yeah, I mean, the muzzle brake you're talking about for the Joker is the R2 muzzle brake. And, you know, kind of a testament to the efficiency of that. That's the same exact design that we carried over to our AR-10 platform for our precision rifles, the 308 and 6.5 Creedmoor. It's just the most, you know, like we were saying, it's the most efficient thing to keep your muzzle rise down and keep you on target for those second-round follow-up shots. And you know, it's a concert of a lot of different things coming together that create that ability to keep you on target for your follow-up shots. And a lot of them you can do as a shooter, but we try to do everything that we can from a mechanical advantage perspective to kind of remove that shooter input out of it as much as possible. So everything from the muzzle, working your way back through the gas system and having the proper length gas system, having it properly tuned, you know, all the way back to buffer weights and stuff of that nature, spring weights. It all comes together to truly create that hopefully well-conditioned shot on target that doesn't prevent you from having a second-round shot on target very quickly.
Right. That and that's what I like about whenever you're looking at a gun like this, it really comes down to percentages. Now, when I talk about being over-engineered, right? and I always think when I was in the military, we didn't have the term mil-spec. That didn't exist in the 80s. Things broke. We went to the armorer. He fixed it. Period. That was the end of the story. We never sat around and said, well, and just to give you a time frame, I carried the M16A2.
Still popular.
Is it?
Popular.
Really?
Yeah.
The three-shot burst is still popular.
Go on GunBroker right now and look at the price tag. That'll tell you how popular it is.
The M16A2, they're on the... Are those yeah. Does a three-shot burst gun like that, is that actually legal to own as a civilian?
No, not your everyday civilian by any means. I'm more of a three-shot burst kind of fan versus a full auto anyways, so I'd take a three-shot gun over a full auto any day of the week.
Well, that's the way they tried to train us to shoot in full auto anyway, was three shots, but... I was always assuming out about you. Yeah, yeah. So that's interesting. I'll have to go look at GunBroker and see what they're going for. But when with an over-engineered weapon like this, what is your warranty division? Is it sort of like filled with cobwebs and it's dark and there's really nobody in it because there's no need? Or?
Well, I would say it's definitely a one-man show, which it truly is. You know, we don't really run into too much warranty work for any real reason. we have that lifetime warranty because we feel very comfortable in the fact that when a gun leaves, the chances of it coming back are super, super slim.
Right.
So we don't really feel the need to you know, fine print you with, well, we'll take it back unless it's these things that you can't read here. So it's really a no questions asked. If it breaks, we'll fix it because we're pretty confident that that's going to be few and far between.
Right.
As far as the over engineering goes, you know, it's a pretty common conversation. It's like we could make it out of this, maybe save a little bit of money, or we can make it out of this and provide a better product. And 100 times out of 100 times we go with the better product for sure. Even non-consequential things like nothing that's even moving or has anything to do with the firing of the firearm, but if we do it in this material, it may rust. Well,
right.
Get rid of it. Let's make it not rust.
We got less than a minute. So I'm going to, you know what, we'll just have to do this again because, and I'm going to tee you up for the next time you come on the show.
All right, same time, same place.
Same time, same place. I want to know where you hit the point of diminishing returns with trying to build an AR-15 that weighs too little.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, because there's always people talking about, well, I can make a 5-pound one. I can make one 4 pounds, 16 ounces, or 15 ounces. So, I see that all the time, and I've never really wondered or, asked the question. I may as well ask you guys who are masters at building them.
I think I might have an answer for you. So.
Okay, very good. We're going to do this soon. So SpikesTactical.com, you can go there and, get in on a truly boutique rifle. It's a rifle that is over-engineered. It is not designed to sit in your safe. Nick, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, it's going to be Rick Ector. Time to go to Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.